Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. I want to let you in on a secret. It's not a secret in the sense that it's only a secret for some, those privy enough to hear it and know it. It's a secret that we're all invited to know and consider, but our human reason and our will gets in the way, as it often does. So God, through the Word and His church, helps us slow down and listen carefully to what our teacher says. It's the secret on how to grow the kingdom. Now, you may say, why do I care how the kingdom grows? I'm not a pastor. I'm a mom. I'm a student. I'm a worker. I'm retired. Well then, in response, number one, God would have you care. That is, you should care about the kingdom of God's growth, because Jesus talks about it in His Word, and His Word is for all. And if we care about what Jesus teaches, not just some of His teaching, but all of His teachings, then we'll care about how the kingdom grows. That should be reason enough. Number two, because the kingdom's growth could mean the difference between eternal life or eternal separation from God for someone you love. So, knowing how it grows is important, so we can either neglect or get in the way of its growth. Number three, because God blesses you to know, not His not-so-secret secret, so that you might appreciate His powerful working for ultimate good in bringing about the great harvest at the end of time. Here is the secret. The Word of God itself grows. The gospel truly, really works. This is the point of the parables that we heard today from Mark chapter 4. From the parables, we learn that man's involvement in growing the kingdom of God is minimal. It is perhaps perfunctory. Consider in this text the farmer. He scatters the seed on the ground, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. Later, he harvests when the growing is complete. As you can tell, the seed grows by some other power than the man's. It really doesn't help when the farmer stays up all night watching the field or yelling at it, "Grow, you seed, grow!" Should he watch and worry? You know what they say about a watch pot? Never boils. Worrying never solved anything. The farmer can only do what's been given him to do, and that's plant and wait. Sleep and rise night and day, as the parable says. And such it takes trust. It takes patience. We realize that growth of the seed is an intricate mystery. Overall, we know and believe that the seed grows by itself. So it is with the kingdom of God. Ministers and Christians are likened to the farmer. They plant seeds when they proclaim the word of Christ, bearing witness to His truth and grace. That is, when you tell your neighbor, you tell your friends, tell your children about Jesus and His life, and you live out that life of forgiveness. When you've been wrong, that you forgive, that you care, that you show love to others in Jesus' name. That's planting seeds. Showing them Jesus' forgiveness in your life, that's how you plant seeds. Then, ministers and Christians help gather believers together for the harvest celebrations. Christmas, Easter, Pentecost, Ascension, Holy Trinity, all those festivals. We gather people together in the church to worship, to celebrate. That's kind of like a mini harvest until the great harvest that is to come. But the real growth takes place apart from the planting and apart from the harvesting. It takes place as God works that planted word in the hearts and the minds of hearers. God works through the preaching of forgiveness and the watering of the sacraments here at church. And that's mysterious. Both of which the farmer has no hand and no power. We, Christopher, can pitch the yeast into the wort, but the yeast make that batch of beer without us. It won't help to yell at the yeast or to yell at the seed, and no one can genetically modify this seed, the word, or else whatever is grown will not be the kingdom of God. It may be tempting for Christians to overindulge in seminars on church growth strategy, to try to superimpose marketing principles and business strategy over the Word of God for growing the church. If you're not doing these 10 things, your church will never grow. You know how many times a week I get one of those emails? From the text today, we know that is a bald-faced lie. What do? We plant. We water through the sacraments, doing what we've been given to do. We come for the harvest celebrations. Repeat. When farmers try to be businessmen, they forget the love and the mystery of the soil and the seed. They forget about the things that are truly important, the power that is apart from them. And they think they can get intimately involved in the growth and make things all work out for themselves. But they miss the love and the mystery of how the kingdom truly grows. Imagine if a farmer never really planted anymore. All he did is went to strategies and how to have a good field, but he never actually planted anymore. Never actually did the things that actually made things grow. So I think the church can get too involved in trying to figure out how to make the message more appealing or less offensive, when actually we're called to proclaim it. As I was taught in seminary, get down behind the word and duck. Even with the rising apostasy in our world and the terrorism and the persecution against Christians, what do we learn? The gospel still works. Keep planting seeds. Keep believing and trusting in Christ. Never give it up. Keep knowing and believing and spreading the good news. Living that life of forgiveness. Bearing witness to our children, to our friends and family of who Jesus is and what He's done on the cross. The most important things. Life and salvation that come from Him and His open tomb, His peace. What is the gospel? That God in the flesh came to earth as a man, lived a perfect life, died on the cross for you and for me and for the whole world, such that whoever believes has eternal life. That gospel truly, really works. Where is it working? When will it stop working? It won't. As long as there are human beings on earth, the seed grows by itself. He knows not how. The steady and faithful craft of being a farmer is the best model for understanding the mystery of how the kingdom of God grows. Know your seed, the word, but trust above all in its power. After planting, go about your business of serving and caring for others and trust that the seed works. At harvest time, go and gather the fruits of God's growth, however much there is. You needn't take pride in what you did, nor despair in the lack of results. You only need to thank the Lord of the harvest for the miracle of God's kingdom growth all by itself. And that you are a part of it by the power of the gospel through faith and faith alone. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.